Okay, this hour we're going to take phone calls now with John Gray. His latest work, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice, Hormonal Balance, The Key to Life, Love, and Energy. Hey, John, before we go to calls, let's talk a little bit again about this HCG again and how that works. How does that work on the body?
Okay, well, if people have heard of HCG, they might have heard of that's the hormone they test for to see if a woman's pregnant. When a woman's pregnant, her body makes more HCG so that if the baby needs more energy, the mother's body will burn stored fat. If she eats plenty of food, nothing happens. But it is also the starvation hormone that we've been making for millions of years, which was, you know, animals make it, everybody makes it. When the winter comes along and you don't have access to carbohydrates, the fruits not on the trees, then people would burn the stored fat during the winter. And that's when this hormone HCG gets produced. And in Europe, it was used, you'd have to go to a doctor and get a prescription and you'd get injections. And you get injections every day, so it was quite a hassle and a special diet. But now you can, on the internet, you can get homeopathic HCG drops. And the people who do the injections say, oh, the injections work better. Well, my experience is the homeopathic, over 100 people I personally have helped, and 100 people of the homeopathic HCG works great. And if people want to get a free download ebook on it, I explain the whole diet that they can do, and they can get homeopathic HCG as well. We sell it at our website, but lots of people sell it as well. But I have my particular plan that I put people through, which is quite easy.
All right,
and that's free. If they can also call, if some people don't email, they can call. I mean, they can email Share, Share, at MarsVenus.com, or just go to MarsVenus.com.
Super, John. Good information tonight, by the way. Let's go west of the Rockies, James in Las Vegas, Nevada. Take it away. Go ahead, James. You're with us.
All right. How you doing tonight, John?
Good. Thanks. All is well.
All right. I have a question about the lithium.
Okay.
I'm actually taking Padcal, and I really do hate the side effects of that. You can't go off of it because it just makes you, you know. So what's with the lithium? Can you take it when you're on it? Can you take it trying to come off of it?
Yeah. Both of the above. And let me explain for everybody why once they give you Paxil or Zoloft or Prozac or whatever, it's so hard to come off of these things. You're worse off than when you started. The reason we go on antidepressants, generally speaking, is you're under a lot of stress. Something traumatic happens or a bad diet. And then the brain's not doesn't have the nutrients necessary to make enough serotonin. And then you take one of these drugs. When they are helpful, it's because what they do, it's called selective serotonin reuptake inhibitor. They interfere with the brain's ability to reuptake the serotonin, so you don't need as much serotonin and you may feel good. Because the brain makes serotonin, puts it in the receptor site, you feel good, then the brain takes it out. That's called the reuptake. Well, what these drugs do is they interfere with the reuptake, so now your brain doesn't even need to make hardly any serotonin. It kind of forgets how to do it because you've been doing it for a long time, just interfering with this natural process. So what you want to do to go off of an antidepressant, and my office also sends out a free protocol for going off antidepressants, but you can go to your doctor. If you're under your doctor's care, you can go to them. And I'm a little cautious just to give the straight protocol because, you know, if you've been on it for 10 years or 3 years, it's a little different. Your doctor may know the specifics. But a lot of people, they just give people antidepressants like candy, in which case, you just start doing the lithium orotate. You do a few of the other superfoods. I'd highly recommend a balanced kind of superfood diet with a whey protein and coconut oil shake. That then gives your brain the amino acids it needs. Lithium gives it the mineral it needs. PGX, the blood sugar, make sure you have stable blood sugar. See, all those kinds of things are necessary to make serotonin. So you kind of make sure you're doing all those things. Then you will feel much, much better. Even while you're on the antidepressant, you don't go off the antidepressant yet. You wait till you feel. It'll only take a couple of weeks. You will feel so much better, and then you can start cutting back on the antidepressant. If you're under doctor's care, you can then, you know, say to them, if you say to a doctor, "I should I go off of this?" Now they'll say no because they're liable.
Right,
but if you say, I want to go off of this and I want your opinion, how's the best way to do it because I'm already starting to feel better, then they're free to give you that advice. Otherwise, they're legally liable, so they're very hesitant to tell people to go off of these things.
Okay, thanks. Next up, we go to our wild card line in Toronto, Canada. Corby, you're on with us on Coast to Coast with John Gray. Go ahead, Corby.
Good evening, fellas. George, I found you last summer. Absolutely wonderful. I love listening to you.
Thank you.
I just wanted to throw this out there and get a quick opinion. Kevin Trudeau.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What's your opinion? Obviously, he's on this verbal, talking about his books all the time. And do we really believe what this guy has to say? What kind of credentials does this guy have?
Well, let me first say
and by the way, John, we've not had him on for a guest at this point. But go ahead, John.
Well, I know Kevin. I know everybody in this business, or a lot of people in this business. And Kevin, what I like about Kevin and I admire in Kevin, and everybody should, is that he has made lots and lots of people aware of how corrupt the FTC is and how corrupt the FDA is. He does make people aware of all that, so kudos to Kevin for that. When you read Kevin's books from his infomercial, basically there's nothing original there. Kevin has just collected a lot of stuff together, and it's kind of overwhelming, you know. I mean, a lot of people read it, and for some people who aren't exposed to any of these things, they go, wow, I got a lot of benefit. And a lot of people are exposed to this, and once again, you're kind of hit with overwhelm of what to do for what to do. But for example, I know one person read Kevin's book and discovered colonics and did a bunch of colonics, and suddenly their colon worked better, and that was a good thing. And another person read his book where he said you should be aware of acupuncture. So he makes a lot of people aware of the alternative substances, and then he gives you a list of a lot of natural remedies, which many I've tried and didn't work, and some do work, and some, you know, of course, I was already aware of. But he's just collected a lot of stuff together, and a lot of it's good, and a lot of it's kind of neutral. But the real good thing he's done is he makes people aware that, you know, there are remedies that they, quote, they don't want you to know about. And the reality is they're just not trained. Medical doctors are not trained in understanding how to be healthy. What they're trained at is how to identify sickness and disease and administer a drug. So, you know, that's my 2 minutes on Kevin.
All right. Next up, we go to Fort Collins, Colorado. Janine is with us. Hi, Jeannie. Go ahead.
Hi. Good evening or good morning. I have two quick things. One is, Mr. Gray, you spoke about a year ago on this same program, I believe, about a shake that you made with the protein powder and an apple and a little molasses and some flaxseed. You know that one?
Yes.
Is that in addition to what you're speaking about tonight?
Well, what you just gave is my recipe in my book, The Mars Venus Diet and Exercise Solution, which is the undenatured whey protein is so important. Apple, the pectin, it helps to stabilize your blood sugar. Molasses is going to give you the minerals for your brain. And so what I've spoken about tonight is just a few add-ons instead of just the flaxseed. And we haven't gotten to flax being a superfood, but putting flax in the shake, or you could put chia seeds in the shake. These are natural substances that are rich in omega-3, and the coconut oil as well, and that might not have been mentioned before. But what I found is that when you add the coconut oil, you'll get even bigger results in your shake because that stimulates more fat burning in the body, as well as off you almonds.
Yes,
is a great brain elixir.
Right, the almonds. And so you're saying this could be combined.
Yes, yes. You can add the ideas I'm talking about tonight with that, and you get the enriched benefit.
Now, one other quick question. I have MS. I don't know if you're familiar with the book, The MS Recovery Diet, but they say to stop doing dairy.
Oh, yeah. What they're
and legumes, which would be your soy and several other things, but are you familiar with that? I mean, how?
Well, let me just comment. I'm not familiar with that particular program, but I like what they just said. First of all, soy, you know, we can do a whole show on just the dangers of soy, so I don't want to go down the list of that, but that would be terrible for for MS, but it's really soy is terrible for everybody, unless it's in moderation and in a form that you don't find in America, which is called fermented soy. Fermented soy actually has some really good benefits in moderation for fighting off cancer and healing cancer. It's an immune booster, but it has to be fermented. And the stuff you buy in the stores and the soy milks and the tofus and all that, none of that in America is fermented. So it will interfere with your digestion. It will ruin digestion. It has something called phytic acid. The next thing you mentioned is the dairy and the whey protein. And I'm a complete agreement with what you're saying. The casein is terrible for you. And there's research that shows that if you can get milk, which is the casein in milk, which comes from Jersey cows and Guernsey cows and Jersey cows, is a milk which is casein friendly to the human body. That's why I recommend my products, because my products are from a special organic farm where they have Jersey or Guernsey cows, and it's non-heated whey protein. That's available on my website, but people don't have allergic reactions to that. And all the rest of the cows, they produce a kind of casein that's terrible for, like, kids with ADD or people with sicknesses. Their body can't digest the casein. There's some new research that actually came out to verify that the genes are different in these different cows when it comes to making the casein. And it was supposedly 5,000 years ago there was a mutation in the genes, and the American cows, North American cows, had this mutation which makes the casein mucus-producing and non-health-producing.
I don't even drink anymore milk, John.
Yeah, dairy is just something that I don't touch at all. I put a little in tea just because I like it, but in moderation. But the whey protein is different, George. If you do the whey, which is non-denatured, it doesn't produce the same negative effect that milk will.
What about people who are lactose intolerant?
Even the whey that is in my products is no problem. When you have whey, there's no lactose in it. At least most of the whey are lactose-free. But there are substitutes that I want to mention. Just they're good to eat protein without fat. As I mentioned before, combining a low-fat protein with the coconut oil and some of the omega fats is a really good brain tonic. And so if you don't want to use the whey, you can also use rice protein, not soy protein, but rice protein, and there's also a quinoa proteins that you can find in health food stores as well. These are great for the brain when mixed with coconut oil in some kind of a shake or just cooking it with coconut oil.
Okay, very good. Let's go to Tom in Santa Rosa, California. First-time caller. Thanks for joining us, Tom. Go ahead.
Thank you. And from a stress level, it's just so gratifying to have a show that isn't focused on all the problems in the world, but how to help people. I appreciate it. Here's my question. John, I've become a huge fan tonight of your work, and I agree with everything you say. I did have one question, and I don't mean it to sound at all argumentative so much as I haven't had the pleasure of traveling internationally, and you have, and you've seen the benefits of these superfruit foods with various cultures that you visited. And yet, here's a naive question. These people get ill. They obviously die. Is the real benefit of the superfoods to improve our quality of life given the stresses and anxieties that Western civilization has upon us?
You said it very nicely. And let me update you with some information that you may not be aware of. Caucasian mountains and the cities where they're drinking the Arctic root. I mentioned that rhodiola. That's one superfood. They're very well known for being very healthy at 100 years old. There's a wonderful book. I actually mentioned it last time I was on George's show, called Healthy at 100, which documents four different areas of the globe and indigenous areas where people are healthy at 100. And what's great is you go there, and I've been there and seen these people. They're vital and they're virile, and some men at 90 years old are having children, and some women at 70 years old are just going into menopause. This is how, and their bodies are strong and healthy, and they don't have the kinds of diseases we have. And let me mention as well that heart disease, for example, the number one killer in America and the Western world, heart disease was extremely rare 100 years ago and extremely rare in all of these communities. Cancer was extremely rare in these communities. When these people do die, like when I was down in the Amazon, there weren't a lot of old people around. I was in these jungles. And I said, where are the old people? There were old women, but there weren't a lot of old men. There were some. And where they were is they died of insect bites and snake bites of the jungle. And in some places where people don't live long, they die of infectious diseases from the quality of the water. Animals die in the water, and then it gets in the water, and people drink it, and then they end up having infectious diseases and parasites and so forth, problems from that. And we kind of wiped out all the infectious diseases by putting chlorine in our water. And that's why actually people live longer in the West now, is because we have chlorinated water to a great extent. That's the number one thing, which is that we're not dying of infectious diseases. But keep in mind that chlorinated water has created a whole host. It's one of the contributing factors to a host of other diseases. Chlorine in itself is one of the major contributors to heart disease. One study done in 1955 by a doctor, researcher, and farmer, is he gave one set of chickens chlorinated water and the other set of chickens non-chlorinated water. And then when he killed them, the ones that drank the chlorinated water, every one of them had arterial sclerosis, which is, you know, heart disease, because the chlorine irritates the vessels and then the body puts plaque on it. And then, but they didn't have heart attacks because they weren't under a lot of stress. But when you have a lot of plaque and you have stress, then you get heart attacks. So that's just to give you a little, expand your knowledge a little bit about these cultures that have used superfoods do live long and healthy lives, and they're very, very strong. And as well, I'll put this out there too, they have very active sex lives into their 80s and 90s. It's very common.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Tom. Good luck to you. Let's go next to Alex in Las Vegas. Welcome. Hey, Alex, go ahead.
Hey, George. Great show tonight. Well, thank you. I really am enjoying that.
Yeah, John's doing a great job.
Anyway, the question that I have now, just regarding what you just said about the people having sex up into their 90s, is that indicative that there is a good testosterone level? You know, like what I'm saying is, if in the United States, if you're still wanting to have a lot of sex, is that indicative of a high testosterone level, or is it just from habits?
No, it's from a healthy testosterone level. I wouldn't say high, somebody could think too high, but it's a healthy, normal testosterone level that you would have at 25. You would maintain that into your 90s and to some into their 100. That is common in these indigenous cultures. And when men have their normal testosterone levels they had when they're young men, then they continue to have the kind of sex drive they had when they were young men, and it doesn't dissipate. We sort of think it's sort of a natural outcome of growing old is that you lose interest in sex because that's so common. But we also see happening that's so common is testosterone levels dropping. I mentioned at the beginning of the show that for me, my testosterone levels have actually gone up, and without making me grumpy or aggressive or anything, but it was just a better level for me than when I was in my early 30s. Maybe it had already dropped from my 20s at that point when I was tested. But one of the things that helped me increase my testosterone levels naturally without having to put, quote, natural testosterone creams or hormone creams. Hormone creams or injections of hormones really has all kinds of side effects down the road. But helping your body make the hormones is the key. Another supplement that I carry at
Let's
my
hold
website.
On, John. Let's hold on for a sec. We'll be right back. Well, next hour, Dr. Roger Lear joins us talking about his latest operations. When we come back with John Gray, we'll take the rest of your phone calls on Coast to Coast AM. John, what do you think about unprocessed food?
Well, you mean raw food?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the... Let me give people an example. Not everybody's designed to eat a full diet of unprocessed food all the time. There's actually a wonderful book that was written talking about when human beings began cooking food, when there was evidence of fire, that's when our brain, our forebrain, began to develop greater intelligence. It actually grew much bigger because raw food takes more energy to digest than cooked food. But there's a place for raw food in that it has all of the fiber we need, cooked food doesn't, and it has the raw food has the enzymes that can help us, because when we're under stress, our body makes less enzymes. So that's why it's good to have salads with raw foods in it. But cooked food is also, I think, very important in the long run. There's a friend of mine, he does a program, a 30-day cleanse program, where they put people on a in-residence, all raw food diet and raw food juices and so forth, and they reverse diabetes, and they've done a video showing it, that they can reverse it. It's the same kind of thing that you experience with PGX. If you start having more fiber, and that's what PGX is, it's a fiber that you mix with water, and it slows down the digestive process, similar to as if you're eating raw food, then your blood sugar doesn't spike. And just giving your body a rest from blood sugar spiking all the time allows the body to go back into balance, and you go through self-healing.
All right, super, John. Let's go to the phones again. We'll pick it up by going to Oklahoma City. Hey, Robert, welcome to the program. Go ahead.
Thanks, George. Hey, Dr. Gray, I have a question. I'm homosexual, and my partner, he has been to the doctor many, many, many times. He's plagued with fatigue, has hypoglycemia. You were talking earlier about these women and, like, if they don't have the right hormones and stuff, they go into and all that. He has all this stuff, and the doctors can't seem to find out what's wrong with him. I'm wondering, what can we do, like, if you are gay and you have different hormones, what kind of testing can we get done that you guide us towards, maybe help us out here?
Well, first of all, if you're gay or heterosexual, you have pretty much the same hormones. The big difference between a gay man and a straight man on a hormonal level is that gay men have higher testosterone levels and need higher testosterone in order to be balanced. That's A. Then B, what I've been talking about in my book, Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice, is about these hormones, is that men require 30 times more testosterone than women in order to effectively cope with stress. That testosterone has to be produced every day. A gay man needs about 50 times more testosterone in terms of his level than a woman would need in order to keep stress down. When the stress levels have been chronically high due to lower testosterone levels, that's what's causing the chronic fatigue. And then from low cortisol, all of our other sicknesses begin to develop. That's what's called lifestyle diseases today, which are diseases like cancer and autoimmune diseases and obesity and diabetes and heart disease. All these current diseases that are plaguing us all stem from adrenal fatigue or excess cortisol production in the adrenal gland. So we want to learn to first to stabilize the blood sugar, and that's when I talked about the PGX with water. But the second thing is this, I was going to talk about a few minutes ago, the thing I think that really helped me a lot, which is one, the maca, some of these superfoods, but maca is particularly good for the hormones. Mm-hmm. And for men's testosterone, just to get an extra rebuilding, there's something called Tongkat Ali. Tongkat is one word, Ali. It's from Thailand, and it's been used for thousands of years. And it's been proven in double-blind studies to increase testosterone levels, if they're very low, by four times. That's 400% increase. So for any man, as he's getting older, or he's losing his libido, or he's having low energy, oh my gosh, Tongkat Ali is a wonderful supplement. Now, I've tested five different brands. The brand that I saw worked best, some just gave me a headache, others did nothing. Others did something and gave me a headache, but the one that doesn't do any of that, it's just right from Thailand, from a company called The Root of the Matter. So I do make that available through my website. All the things I talk about, I make conveniently available at my website, but you could also do searches for that. But that's called Tongkat Ali, and that is something he could start taking to help rebuild those testosterone levels, along with something I haven't mentioned much on the program, but I want to come back to mentioning, is for all the restoring health to the body, we tend to all be deficient in omega-3 essential fatty acid.
Right, right.
George, you asked me before about processed foods. And one of the problems with all packaged foods is that they have vegetable oil in them. They have some form of canola oil or vegetable oils. And these vegetable oils, it sounds really healthy. And, of course, the really bad ones are hydrogenated vegetable oil. We all know now how terrible that is, and they're starting to take that out. But they're still replacing it with just straight vegetable oils. And those are omega-6. And those omega-6s neutralize the effect of omega-3. So it's like omega-3 is the gas pedal for making brain chemicals, and omega-6 is the brakes. So now we're eating all these brakes. We're not getting the right brain chemicals, and so our stress levels start getting higher again. So omega-3 essential fatty acids. I mentioned three natural food sources of omega-3 are hemp, chia seeds, and flax seeds. Flax seeds have to be ground fresh, otherwise they oxidize and go rancid. Chia seed doesn't, nor does hemp. The next thing is fish oils, and I'll mention something. I was just at the Natural Foods Expo, where you walk 6 miles through the booth to see all of the new products. My new line of Balanced Planets products were definitely the hit of the show. But there was another one which was a hit of the show as well, called Vectomega. And Vectomega is an omega-3 supplement that is absorbed by the brain 50 times more efficiently. And George, that's one. If you pop one of those, your brain's going to work so much. It just your brain already works really, really great. But it will just pop into another gear, Vectomega. Huh. You can't even take it at night, otherwise it will keep you awake. Yeah, and it's not a stimulant. It's just it's an oil. It's omega-3 essential fatty acid. But it has omega-3s have three different forms, and eventually it converts into DPA or DHA, one or the other. And it that's what the brain needs. So they have a form of omega-3 made in Switzerland that's absorbed by the brain 50 times more efficiently. This is something that anybody, when they do the lithium orotate to lower stress, could combine it with one of these Vectomegas. And in my opinion, that will work better than any other brain tonic on the planet.
I understand a Mediterranean diet rich in olive oil is very good for you.
Excellent. Now, olive oil is omega-9 oil, and omega-9 is an anti-inflammatory. And that's why it's so good, is that, you know, one thing we haven't mentioned is how toxic the environment is, and that's another source of stress to us.
Oh,
and when,
tell me. Yeah.
When environmental toxins go into our body, it creates inflammation, and that inflammation actually interferes with the body's ability to get rid of those toxins. And so we want to be able to get rid of inflammation. And for people to know, inflammation is that's a swelling if you have an injury. But we have this swelling happening inside of our body. Whenever you have pain, there's inflammation. But 70% of the body's inflammation, you can't even feel as pain. And omega-9, which is olive oil, is really great for the inflammation in the body, which then helps to, you know, take away pain, helps detoxification, and helps the body to circulation and so forth. Another thing, while we're talking about the omegas, and inflammation comes to mind for me. I just want to share another superfood is aloe. You know, people all know that you put aloe vera on your skin for a sunburn, but you can also take aloe vera. They have aloe vera juices in the health food stores. One product I like is a spray-dried aloe. It's called Super Cleanse. I carry that on my website. Another one called Refresh by Balanced Planets. But it has spray-dried aloe, so you don't have to go out and cut it. You can get it spray-dried, and it's mixed with lemon. Lemon is another superfood. It stimulates the liver to make bile, which detoxifies the liver. And these are old remedies. I have one remedy book that's 100 years old, and there's like 30 pages just on lemon remedies. I mean, it's amazing how these natural certain foods have been used to help our bodies stay healthy for thousands of years.
Absolutely. Okay, let's go to Beth in Knoxville, Tennessee. Hi, Beth. Go ahead.
Hi. I have a question that is kind of on the line of your last caller. I'm wondering how high stress over a long period of time affects the body physically, and like a high level of trauma in young childhood or throughout the childhood, like years and years. Could it actually make someone chronically ill as an adult?
Absolutely. You hit it right on the nail, chronically ill as an adult. And it could be a big stress in childhood. That means the cortisol level goes really high and it doesn't reset. The same thing happens to our soldiers returning from war, is their cortisol levels that are super high level. The VA just did a conference, and at the conference, some of the information about returning vets is that there's actually more vets have committed suicide having arrived home than have actually been killed in combat during this last war. This is outrageous. And this is because when you're chronically in combat, it raises your stress levels to a super high level, which depletes you of brain chemicals. It also, it weakens your immune system. It weakens your digestive system, and then it's hard to digest proteins. And it's your proteins that have the amino acids that make the brain chemicals to make your brain work. And so when you have high stress, it interferes with these things. And if you know somebody had a chronically high stress experience and they want to reset their cortisol levels, that's where you want to get the ebook that I have on the homeopathic HCG program. And even if they're skinny, there's a special program I have for them, because there's nothing more powerful to reset the adrenal gland that I found than the homeopathic HCG program. The other thing would be what George and I talked about earlier is the PGX also has proven to reset the cortisol levels as well. That's the one that stabilizes blood sugar. But once you get a high level of cortisol, sometimes it's like, let's say there's a dangerous thing happens. You don't want to just relax right away and go, okay, I'll forget that. No, the brain says, no, I got to remember that. That could happen again and again and again. So your body stays having these high cortisol levels, and we have to find ways to help lower those cortisol levels. So, yeah, according to our genetic predisposition, stress affects somebody with heart disease, some people with autoimmune disease, some people with just chronic sugar cravings, and so they become obese. So there's a variety of sicknesses and diseases, as well as dementia. You know, what now they're calling Alzheimer's and dementia is literally another form of diabetes of the brain. So we have diabetes from sugar consumption is diabetes 2. Now we have excess sugar consumption is producing diabetes 3, which is when the brain becomes insulin resistant and can't absorb sugar effectively. And that's another byproduct of high stress levels. Or cocaine use as well will do that too.
Okay, let's go to Pahrump, Nevada. Hey, George, welcome to the program. Go ahead, George. You with us?
Yeah. Thanks a lot for what you do, and I am impressed with you, Dr. John Gray. I had no idea what all you do. I'm a Vietnam veteran. I'm 63 years old. They're treating me with an SRI called sertraline. For PTSD.
Right.
Citrulline.
And I learned after taking it for a month, it zapped me so bad I had no libido whatsoever.
Right. It will sink.
And guess
libido.
What? I stopped it and I went back to drinking beer and I feel great.
Well, let me tell you what beer does, why that's helping you, is you have 50% of the male population has a gene, and the gene converts alcohol into dopamine. And part of what post-traumatic stress disorder is when you're in a stress state, when you're in a war state, it's fight or flight, and that stimulates high levels of dopamine. Those high levels of dopamine is literally like being on cocaine. And what cocaine does is it flattens out receptor sites. Dopamine receptor sites become desensitized. So now life is boring and flat. And what we need is some kind of stimulation, and alcohol is what's providing that for you. What I would suggest for long-term complete restoration of your brain function after being in that war zone is to take the lithium orotate, 25 milligrams a day, and keep going with your beer. That's going to be fine. But the lithium orotate is going to help balance the brain function by upregulating those receptor sites, and you'll find that life will become as pleasurable as even drinking that beer.
Great. And let's thank you, George, and thank you for serving. We'll take one or two more callers here. Carl in Cincinnati, Ohio. Go ahead. Hi, Carl.
Hello. Hi, John.
Hi.
I wonder if you have any suggestions for erectile dysfunction.
I do. I just talked about Tongkat Ali, which is going to boost your testosterone levels. This is a natural substance. It doesn't even make testosterone. It opens up the pathways in your body to make the testosterone levels. I'd also suggest that you kick some of the estrogen out of your body. You could take a product called DIM, which kicks estrogen out of the body, or you can just eat lots of cauliflower and steak. you want to have the basic weightlifter's diet for a while, which is brown rice, steak, and cauliflower, and make sure there's no hormones in that steak, and take up to 400 milligrams of Tongkat Ali a day, and within a few weeks, you'll get it all back.
Will broccoli help too?
Broccoli, did I not say broccoli? I meant to say broccoli, cauliflower, and Brussels sprouts. Kick the estrogen out of the body, and try to avoid foods that have pesticides because they're laced with estrogen. And, of course, all of your cheap meats and chickens have estrogen in them. So you want to go with the high-quality meats, and you can find them today, which are hormone-free. And that's what's going to restore the libido. Every man has got a libido till he's 100 as long as he can kick those estrogens out and get his testosterone back up. And research in England showed on thousands of people when they did this research that men who have sex 2 to 3 times a week live twice as long over 50 years old, and they have dramatically low levels of heart disease and cancer.
What good's your libido at 100, John, if you can't even move?
Well, if you've got testosterone at 100, you can move quite well, I promise you. I've seen them. These people, they live in the hills. They walk 4 hours a day. And that's another, we didn't cover hydration in the body, but I want to quickly say it because everybody's getting older. They're all dehydrated, and people are saying drink 8 glasses of water a day. And that will actually cause massive mineral depletion in the body because once your cells are dehydrated, they're like dry sponges. And when you drink water, the water just goes straight through you and takes minerals out with it. If you drink water in moderate doses, you could drink up to 8 glasses of, but you have to be walking at least 4 hours a day if you're dehydrated. And it could be just even an hour or 15 minutes to start with and gradually increase to a couple hours a day. That will hydrate your body because when you walk, your body burns fat, and fat converts into water inside the cells, and then your cells can absorb the water you drink. Otherwise, these people drinking lots of water can get sicker.
John, get your website out for us in these closing moments.
Oh, thank you. It's MarsVenus.com is the website. And so I've got on there, I've got lots of relationship advice as well as all this wellness advice that we've looked at tonight. I've also got dates of upcoming seminars in Las Vegas where I'll be teaching all this wellness information and Venus on Fire, Mars on Ice. The book's available at Amazon. It's just become released this weekend. I hope everybody will enjoy that new book. It has many of the tips I've talked about today, plus more. MarsVenus.com. And for questions, you can go to share, S-H-A-R-E, at MarsVenus.com.
John, thanks again, my friend. You take care of yourself. Dr. John Gray, I'll be back in a moment with Dr. Roger Lear as we talk about his latest implant operations on Coast to Coast AM.